Sora is sitting in front of a dozen boys and girls in a small town in western Germany. Even though the weather is nice outside, they are watching attentively to what she is showing on her laptop. Images of children carrying stones and working hard in a hot and dusty environment. They are the same age as the children Sora is meeting with. Most of these kids in Germany don't even know where Afghanistan is and what is going on there. That's why Sora is here today.
I went to Afghanistan for the first time in 2010, and I realized how many children are suffering there. They can't even go to school. The point is that they don't have the same kind of life that you and I have. That's why I said to myself, that's not okay. We need to help them.
As Sora talks, the kids nod, their eyes wide open. She explains why their peers in Afghanistan are in such a difficult situation. Most of them are fatherless, and most of their mothers don't even have any education due to more than 25 years of war. They can hardly earn enough money to get by, let alone send their children to school. This is where Sora and her project, Stitching for School and Life, come in.
We are helping them by giving women some craft work that they can finish. They sew nice scarves and t-shirts, for example. I'll show you a few of them in a minute. We are bringing their products to Germany where we will sell them, and with the proceeds we can then help the women in Afghanistan.
The idea for the project came to Sora when she was back in Afghanistan as a student. That she even went there is anything but logical. 19 years ago, she and her family escaped from the Afghan civil war. In Germany, she had to start from the beginning, learn a new language and integrate with a culture that was foreign to her. For years, she couldn't even think of going back to Afghanistan. The trauma from her childhood was too deep.
But one day I couldn't stop thinking about it. I just had to go there. It was like a necessity, but also a wish. When I arrived in Afghanistan, I realized what I'd been missing all these years in Germany, my true home. And that's Afghanistan, after all.
After 1 year of studying and working as an intern in Kabul, she asked a woman to sew a scarf for her before she returned to Germany. When she gave 50 euro to the lady, she thanked Sora for the donation. But Sora explained that she only paid for her work. This was a mind-changing moment for both of them. Sora understood that a lot of women have a talent that can help them win back their life.
They learn stitching and knitting as much as they learn cooking and baking. It's passed on by their mothers and grandmothers. That's the way it has to be. It's an everyday chore like cleaning. It is kind of a treasure or talent that they have. Some of them are true artists. They are creative and tailor their own textiles that they embroider later. It's amazing, really.
Nowadays, around 10 widows are already taking part in the project. They sew and embroider scarves as well as dresses, tops and covers for mobile phones. A scarf is sold for 30 euros in fair trade shops and street markets in Sora's hometown Siegen in western Germany. Half of the revenue goes back to the women and allows them to survive for half a month. The rest is used for transportation, a paid contact person in Kabul, and to professionalize the project. Sora and her colleagues volunteer their time, and they spend many hours every week. Sometimes their work can be risky. On her second trip to Afghanistan, Sora got in trouble with the police.
There are many things that can go wrong in Afghanistan, especially taking photos and being in public as a woman is taboo. You shouldn't do that. It's not allowed. But I did it for my project and my thesis, which led to me being arrested. But in the end, everything worked out fine.
But even though Sora was released by the authorities, she doesn't know when she'll return to Afghanistan next time and whether she'll travel alone or not. Her experience has made her cautious, and there's plenty to do in Germany anyways. One of the biggest challenges is to find more shops that want to sell the handcrafted textiles. She also wants to create an online shop and better organize the import from Afghanistan. This is a must in order to support the widows and the children in the long run.
Sometimes when I feel overwhelmed, I do have problems. I start to doubt and to wonder, is it all worth it? Does it really help? But when I talk to others and keep in touch with those in Afghanistan, I quickly see that it's worth it. Then I pick myself up again, get motivated and forget about all those bad thoughts.
This is Falk Steinborn for DW in Siegen.